Pray with me, please. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Today and this week, is the theme is partially hope. Hope in a God that is always in control. Through our readings this morning, the psalm encourages the whole world, from the smallest creatures to the mountains, to ring with praise for God who is over all. Isaiah gives us a wonderful picture of God's bride, Israel, prepared for his love. And Galatians tells us about the all-embracing narrative of hope, God's plan through the law, and now the gospel. Our sermon text today is from the second chapter of Luke, the story of Simeon and Anna, who blessed the newborn Jesus and spoke to his parents and the people in and near the temple. They connect this baby to the story of hope that had been centuries in the making. In our world today, we get sort of wrapped up in events that cause us to proclaim our devotion and support to a certain team or a certain group. We become fans, short for fanatics. We become roadies, groupies, followers of people we admire and support. In our own small community of Holly Grove, we often portray this through the Atlantic Coast Conference. We generally hope that our team prevails, and we place our sporting faith in the coaches and players that we watch. At our devotional and meeting of and with Pastor Hanna, the first question from the crowd was akin to this, as she was asked by Neil whether she was a supporter of Duke, properly spelled D-O-O-K, or Carolina. Knowing which shade of blue is an important part of being a fan in Tobacco Road Athletics, Pastor Anna deftly avoided the ire of anyone with her answer. Though, being from Winston-Salem, I can imagine that she may have a bit of demon deacon in her. So after this week, Wolfpack fans are smiling a bit more and have good reason to do so. But even so, Neil and I are part of a group that sees Carolina blue as the greatest shade of blue that the skies are always that way, and they're never Duke blue. So as fans, though, we're often filled with emotions, and we show our spirit wearing team apparel, boisterous cheering, yelling, throwing things at the television sometimes, but we show that school or team spirit. So what does this have to do with Simeon and Anna? Well, both Simeon and Anna were watching and waiting, much like fans of the ACC teams aforementioned. Fans watch games and wait for the outcome so they can either proclaim their team's greatness or to provide reasons as to why their team was not victorious. But Simeon and Anna were watching and waiting for something much more important than the Battle of the Blues or any of the Big Four schools. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and the hope of a new Messiah. Simeon had been promised by God that he would see the Messiah before he died. He was a prophet and was in the temple daily. He watched each male child come into the temple and eagerly waited for Jesus' presentation by his parents. He was a faithful follower of God and was ready to praise and glorify the child Messiah. Anna was a woman who was also watching and waiting as she worshiped and proclaimed the coming of the Messiah. She shared her faith with any who attended the temple. Though limited in access to the temple and inside, she still joyfully worshiped there every day and every night. So these two were like fans who were waiting outside the stadium or the Colosseum to see their favorite team play and to cheer them on to victory. They approached the temple every day filled with hope and the Holy Spirit. Simeon proclaims the coming of the Messiah and shares with Mary that Jesus will be a great leader and will take part in the rise and fall of the people, and that he will bring salvation to all, Jews and Gentiles, the hope of all peoples. As Gentiles, we're part of the story of Jesus' unbounded love for his children. Let me remind you, Luke's gospel was written by a Gentile for the Gentiles. And for a second week, Luke gives us ordinary people, unassuming, with Simeon and Anna. He gives us yet another view of women as he provides the prophetess Anna. She's given to us as one of the first disciples of Jesus, along with Mary and Simeon. Luke provides through his writing hope for all in reaching God's kingdom. We see two people who are a light to others. We see two people who dutifully follow the laws provided by God through Moses, and who are also well read in the scriptures and use the scriptures as their guide for life. In our Lutheran service of the word, we include Simeon's Nunc Dimittis, roughly translated as "Now you dismiss." It's a canticle in our hymnal in several settings. Pages 113 and I believe 135 are where we can see this. But it goes like this. "Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace." I read a piece earlier this week that said that Simeon and Anna were symbolic in their role of recognition that comes from the enlightenment and action of the Spirit, and a life lived in expectation and faith. True role models. We waited and watched for the coming of the Savior, Jesus Christ, throughout our Advent journey. And now our journey has taken us to Christmas. So as Christmas is upon us and Jesus is present in as the ultimate gift or present to all of us, it doesn't really matter our age, our skin color, our gender, our lifestyle and relationship choices. We are all called and chosen by God to be faithful servants of God in our world, even though we have all sinned and we fall short of that glory of God. It's our hands that are to provide for those who cannot provide for themselves. It's our actions through the Holy Spirit that are to welcome others joyfully. It is our duty to proclaim to the world around us the love and mercy that God provides us through Jesus. Today, a baby in the scriptures, but soon to become the Lamb of God who is sacrificed for the redemption of all of his children. May our journey of faith ever be like that of Simeon and Anna, faithful servants and filled with the Holy Spirit. How will you show and share your faith with others who are in need of spiritual and/or physical support? How will you praise and rejoice in the birth, presentation of Jesus and his coming ministry? Will you be like Simeon and Anna? Will you eventually say, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace"? Amen.